Jeff Burke, who's the president of the Greater Lansing Association of Realtors. Jeff, how are you?
Doing well. How are you doing,
Jeff? I'm doing very well. How many members are with the association now?
I've got just a little bit over 900.
And I know that you also work locally as an agent. Tell us about that.
Yep, service the whole Greater Lansing area. I'm actually one of the owners there of Keller Williams Realty. I've been licensed for about 14, 15 years. So sold hundreds of homes here.
Yesterday in a story in the Associated Press, new homes sell at a faster pace. New home sales are up. New home bills are up nationally, and I wanted to know if that's the case locally. As far as new home sales are in the Mid-Michigan area in Greater Lansing, how are they?
They're actually doing really well. As an association, we've noticed an increase in sales from January 2012 to today compared to the same time frame last year, roughly about a 32% increase.
Why? What's the cause of that?
Well, I think big cause is that their current inventory is pretty low, which means buyers aren't able to find what they're looking for. And being that the build jobs are much more affordable, buyers are seriously looking at, you know, into the possibility of building a new home compared to waiting for one to come on the market.
Well, do you anticipate that trend staying with us?
I definitely do. All the signs and numbers show that, you know, a positive trend, and I'm confident things are going to continue to get better and better for the Greater Lansing area. I know when I was in Washington, D.C. about a month ago, the national economist for the National Association of Realtors spoke about the rebound in Michigan and stated all the numbers showed we're in the recovery stage. Pretty much we bounced off the bottom on our way back up. I spoke to a builder just the other day, one of my builders, and actually told me they're running out of spec homes and they're in the process of building more spec homes, which is always a good sign when builders are building spec homes.
You know what's also interesting is that in an AP story today, the price of homes is on the rise nationally. Is the same true here locally?
Yeah, we've actually, for the last 8 to 9 months consecutively, we've had increased sales locally, as well as for probably the last 3 to 4 months, we've had an increase in sale price. I've kind of studied all the different market cities throughout the Greater Lansing area, and that seems to be pretty, pretty constant increase there. And, I mean, it's not a huge number, but anything going up is good here.
And that's good news because?
Good news for homeowners, good news for, you know, people that, you know, might be right on that cusp of, you know, being able to sell their house makes it a possibility for them to do that. Also, you know, with the interest rates being so low, and the price is kind of on the rise, buyers are really kind of getting out there and snagging them up pretty quick right now.
Do you think the market has bottomed out and this upward trend is going to stay with us for a while?
Oh, I definitely do. Yeah. With the inventory being so low and the buyers, I mean, right now it's kind of a seller's market all the way. A lot of people hear, oh, it's a buyer's market. But it's been a seller's market all the way up to 125,000, 150,000, and a little bit just right on the verge of a buyer's market, close to a seller's, almost a neutral market, up to the 200,000, 225,000 number, and so on. So everything that it's really been happening over the last year and a half has really been positive, and we don't notice a slowdown or anything like that. There's no more peaks and valleys. It's pretty consistent.
Jeff, who's buying? Is it mainly families? Is it men? Is it women? Young, old?
We've had a lot of an increase in women, you know, buying their, you know, first homes and stuff like that. We've got a lot of. I teach the Michita Home Buyer Seminar twice a month, and we've got a lot of buyers getting very educated, which is great because they come into the process educated, and then we help educate them, guide them through the process and to the end. So it's just a nice sign. So, yeah, I mean, all price ranges.
We're talking with Jeff Burke, who's the president of the Greater Lansing Association of Realtors. Jeff, where are we with foreclosures in the mid-Michigan area? Has that situation bottomed out, and are there less and less foreclosed homes, or are we still in the same place we were, where we have been for months?
Well, I think that with the foreclosures, what's happening is banks are actually, I know that I'm negotiating quite a few short sales to keep them out of foreclosures. We're able to really kind of negotiate a little bit better with no deficiency owed type thing. There's more opportunities out there for people to avoid foreclosure right now than there ever has been. And I think the banks right now with foreclosures have gotten it down to the process of when they put them on the market, they're actually bringing them on at auction atmosphere. So I've been in more competing offer situations with foreclosures than I probably have been in the last, I don't know, 14 years combined as far as competing offers situations. So they're driving up the sale price to more of a market level, and they're getting off the market probably within a week. So buyers really got to act quick and get on them, and you know, before they're off the market. I mean, literally probably 2 to 3 days on the market and off with multiple offers.
People who are seeking a home, it's a bit more of a challenge now because your credit has to be more in order, and you have to have more paperwork that documents all the particulars of that. Explain that to us.
Yeah, they pretty much tightened up. Which is nice, and I hate to say they loosen up, but they're you know, starting to loosen up. I know when, you know, I referenced Washington, D.C. a month ago, but that was one of the things that we spoke with all the big banks is they need to really kind of loosen up a little bit more because you've got a lot of qualified buyers out there that really just aren't able to, and they're right on that cusp. So they're starting to kind of loosen some things up. You know, as far as paperwork goes, it's always been there. Process is kind of the same. That kind of got a little bit lax there, you know, with the issues that we had. But definitely it's, you know, it's not an issue. Buyers kind of going through that process. We've got, you know, we still have no down programs out there. A lot of buyers aren't familiar with those. We've got FHA products at 3.5%, conventional even is 5% down. So, you know, as far as the product line, they're pretty much anybody can kind of plug into them.
Where can people go to find out more information about those programs?
I mean, you can go to my website, kwsellingteam.com. I've got a blog that I do, and you can go on there and request any offer, you know, information. You can go National Association of Realtors.org, you know, and find out more information as well.
All right, Jeff, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right, thanks a lot.